Hi, this is a dictation for DeQuiz Reed. DeQuiz Reed. Date of birth is 12/6/1990. Date of accident 1/18/2022. And date of service is 6/17/2022. Mr. DeQuiz Reed, come here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially involved in an automobile accident. He was T-boned on the passenger side and he was traveling as a transit passenger unrestrained. The impact of the accident caused him minor headaches along with this pain in the lower back, some chest pain and pain in the right shoulder. Currently report that his pain in the lower back is around 6 with that, with a relief of almost 40%, and right shoulder pain is also around 6, and he is easily able to lift his right arm up in abduction up to 90 degrees. No other issues are listed, and he is currently seeing a chiropractor. He is doing an acupuncture for the right shoulder and reports significant improvement for the shoulder and the back. He reports 70% improvement. Pain level is around between 5 and 6, and ADLs are also affected between 5 and 6. The patient does report 40 to 50% improvement in the pain level. In the ADLs, patient reports that his mood and sleep are affected 7. General activity, work, and enjoyment of life is affected 6. System review. In a patient, in neurology and psych, patient reports headaches, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, anxiety, and it denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation. It denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory, or confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in the right shoulder as well as the lower back stiffness and mild pain in the lower back and the right shoulder with moderate difficulty walking. And in the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Patient reports in last 1 month he feels better with the therapy and he's seeing a chiropractor, and rapid improvements are going on with acupuncture and chiropractic treatments. 50% improvement are listed. In medical histories, surgical histories, hospitalization in last 30 days, none. Weight loss, other trauma, none. Current pain medication, none. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana for pain relief. In the compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 132/92, pulse is 85, and pulse ox 100. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 5/12/2022. Dictation number is 0514-048. The plan of care is to continue a acupuncture for the patient and a possible chiropractor if he deems necessary, because to me it looks like the patient is improving quite a bit. However, the shoulder range of motions are limited to 90 degrees, and he can do therapy, physical therapy 2 times a week if he likes. He's one more time this month he's going to be kept off work, also the placement and transportation, but next month I'm planning to put him to a light duty and cancel the therapy. The maps were reviewed and labs were reviewed. The patient is found to be otherwise stable. Thank you.